So. Who do you worship? Who do you pray to? The Lord, the God of heaven and earth, the Lord. And you need to ask yourself whether you really want to have the Lord. You know, some of us would like to relate to a God as a savior. We like to relate to God, the one who forgives sin. We want to relate to God, the gracious one. We want to relate with God, the loving one. But I mean, just say it's who? Tell them the Lord. It's the one that has sent you. He wants you to know. He is all those other things, but from the vantage point of being the Lord. You are Lord, the Lord of the universe. And that's something that we need to have at the back of our mind, even as we serve God, that He is the Lord. So when we serve Him, we don't deserve anything from Him. We just obey Him, because He is the Lord. We do not tell Him now, I have served you for 5 years, and yet I can't see the result of my service. If He is the Lord, you serve Him, whether you get anything from Him or you don't, you serve Him because He is the Lord. Some of us serve the Lord because of the things He has done for us. Some of us serve the Lord because of the things we want from Him. We do not serve Him because He is our Lord, and therefore we live and move and have our being in Him. And I think that would be the big thing as Moses goes to these people. They knew there were many gods. They say, no, I'm not one of those. I'm the Lord.